For some time, I have been waiting for an opportunity to share with you one of the most appreciated portions of Scripture, the 23rd Psalm. Do your best to tune in every broadcast for the next several weeks as we consider some of the wonderful truths found in this beautiful psalm. I don't think there is any doubt about it that the 23rd Psalm is the most read portion of Scripture. The interesting thing is, though it was written about 3,000 years ago, it has never been improved upon or surpassed in any language. Another remarkable thing about the psalm is that it's everybody's psalm. The little child usually memorizes it at an early age. Young people appreciate it. And then, of course, the aged quote it with quivering lips as they are passing from this earth into eternity. There are no limits to the captivating appeal of this unusual portion of Scripture. But not only is the 23rd Psalm everybody's psalm, but it meets everybody's need. Whatever the urgency or necessity, we are assured from these few verses that if the Lord is our shepherd, He will undertake. Am I famished in soul, depressed and discouraged? He provides rest and refreshing nourishment. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Have I committed sin and lost the joy of blessed fellowship with Him? If I confess, His mercy will prove sufficient, for He restoreth my soul. Does the future with its uncertainties confuse and perplex me? If so, I have surely forgotten all about His shepherding care. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Could it be that I am fearful of death and the life beyond the grave? Oh my, what little faith! Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Do I become disturbed by those who because of hate seek to injure me, by their deceit and unkind words? Why should I? He will not forsake me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Is there a sense of weakness and fruitlessness as I try to be a faithful witness for the Lord? There are no limits to His power. Thou anointest my head with oil. Do I complain and grumble because of an envious heart? I must take time to count my blessings. My cup runneth over. Do I look to failing self, and because of mine own unworthiness, do I doubt my salvation and the assurance of heaven? I need a greater vision of Him and less of myself. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise God in Him, our good shepherd, Jesus Christ, every need is met. The 23rd Psalm assures me of this. Maybe you have noticed there isn't a single petition in the psalm. It is simply a list of the mercies of God. The psalmist doesn't ask for anything. He rejoices repeatedly in God's gracious and abundant provision. He says triumphantly, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." Maybe you've read the 23rd Psalm time and time again. Possibly you have even memorized it. But let me ask one thing. Do you know it by heart? Have its remarkable truths become a present reality in your life? This is so important if the psalm is to be meaningful to us. Now, before delving into the thrilling promises of the psalm, we should understand what precedes it and follows it. Thus, we go to the 22nd psalm, which is known as the Psalm of the Cross. In it, we read of the prophecies of the agony our Lord suffered in His crucifixion. It began with the mystical question Christ asked on the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" It ends with the solemn words, He hath done this, which may also be translated, it is finished. Throughout the 22nd Psalm, we see the horrors of Mount Calvary descriptively and pictorially revealed. Looking beyond the 23rd Psalm to the 24th, as we read, what do we see? This is the Psalm of the King. There is no trace of the humiliated Savior, but rather the man of glory who returns to earth to rule and reign in righteousness. In verses 7 and 8 we read, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. To this day, this prophecy has not been fulfilled, but I guarantee you it will be when Christ returns to reveal his authority and power. Now don't miss the picture. Psalm 22 looks to the past, presenting the Good Shepherd as the Savior who was crucified for the sin of the world, proving his unlimited love. Psalm 24 looks to the future, presenting the Chief Shepherd as the Sovereign who will return for his coronation. On one side of the 23rd Psalm, we have Mount Calvary. On the other, Mount Zion. Nestled between these two great mountains of revealed truth, we see the 23rd Psalm, with its quiet green valley and still waters, with the great shepherd gently and tenderly leading his sheep. Well, we are living in the valley days presently. The 23rd Psalm is for today. It is a psalm of new life and resurrection glory. For everyone who has believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, the psalm is a present reality. All the promises are for those who follow Christ. But let me remind you, there is no way to enjoy the peace of God in the midst of the valley days without first going to the cross, the 22nd Psalm, and having an experience with God. Some people plunge into the 23rd Psalm without going to the 22nd. This is a great mistake. Before the shepherd can care for the sheep, he must possess the sheep. Isaiah makes it clear in the 53rd chapter of his prophecy, verse 6, that all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him, on who? Christ Jesus the Lord, the iniquity of us all. Because of our sin, we have separated ourselves from the love of God as revealed in Christ, and consequently, we are condemned to an eternity without Christ. But on the other hand, the 22nd Psalm, the Song of the Cross, tells us there is a way to God. Christ died on the cross for your sin and mine. Indeed, he is the good shepherd who giveth his life for the sheep. Thus, I hope you have not overlooked the prominent truth revealed from Genesis to Revelation, that salvation is through the blood of Jesus Christ and no other way. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, is our sacrifice for sin. If you've never received him as the one who died and rose again for your sins, do it now and enjoy all the blessings of the wonderful 23rd Psalm. May the Good Shepherd be your shepherd. Blessed Lord, we praise you for the eternal victory you have provided for us through Christ, who gave his life for us. Many there are who do not know the victor. They are living in defeat. Father, help them to see. Help them to understand that Jesus is the only one as they trust him as their Redeemer and Lord. I pray this in his holy name. Amen.